Coming up on Day to Day, California's Death Valley, where record rainfall this winter has created an explosion of blooming wildflowers in the desert. Charlie Callaghan is a park ranger and naturalist who's lived and worked in Death Valley for 15 years.
Well, where does the name Death Valley come from? Why Death Valley?
It's a harsh name, isn't it? You have to go all the way back to 1849 and the first Europeans coming through Death Valley. It was these folks heading to the gold rush in California, and they were looking for a shortcut. And the rest of the party made it safely down on the old Spanish Trail, but those who sought the shortcut through Death Valley got trapped here. And there's a couple of folks very famous called Lewis Manley and John Rogers went for help, came back, and rescued the families that were in Death Valley. And as they were leaving, at least one of the female members is given credit of turning around and saying, "Goodbye, Death Valley." Not because they died in Death Valley, but because they thought they were going to die in Death Valley. Only one member of the party ended up dying, but as the word and stories about this harsh valley spread, the name Death Valley stuck, and that's what we have today, the name Death Valley.
Park ranger and naturalist Charlie Callaghan and the glories of the desert bloom, Day to Day, the radio shortcut to Death Valley in the rain, just ahead.